So we're turning to open session, and in the reporting on, in the closed session, we received a status update on the matters of the closed session and took no board action. And we're now going to get into item two here regarding a potential agreement around Taylor. Open for any staff comments on that? No. And we're going to open up the board discussion.
Congratulations to Chuck and Kathy.
I'm working on this. I think it's a nicely worded and a good generalization of what we would like to see happen. Which would be to guide us in looking at the overall functioning of the department. Thank you.
Bill, it seemed that you said, and this is going to take phase one about 10 days. Did you talk at all about how long that 10 days will be?
No. He's going to start. He's going to start on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Because he has some commitments in the next several weeks on the weekends, so he's going to start on the weekends. Four members of the police department staff. So we didn't talk about an end date on that.
Okay. The other question I have about it is, as he works through this process, is he going to be giving updates to the board or to a specific person on the board, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, we can and should.
Yeah.
Figure out what we want to do or not. We have a formal structure.
Well, I would suggest that at least at the next meeting we talk about his progress so far, and then at the following meeting, continued progress, probably as reports to the board.
Progress reports.
So just as a point of information, Bill, we have a report from Graham Taylor that was issued a year and a half or so ago, I think. And he'll be using that as a basis to take a look at how things are progressing, and then he'll, you know, things have changed, so he'll be updating that.
We can ask him to do that specifically. We can say, what you rolled before, see where we're at on that. So sort of a status check on where we're at regarding this prior to the term recommendations.
I think that's
I guess it's my turn?
If Kathy's not.
Okay. I think it's a great idea to hire him. I think this really gives us an objective framework to look at all the police department and all the board actions between each other, and hopefully address any concerns of individual officers. I think it's a great process. I'm looking forward to getting it started and getting it done.
Okay. I'm going to request, in the interest of moving this forward, that that the board authorize me to enter into a contract, represent the district entering a contract with Brown Taylor, subject to our attorney's blessing on the specific wording of the contract.
So I'm reading from this memorandum here that was attached to the agenda, and having to do with the various stakeholders who could have input into this process. And I notice you have community organizations and groups and those identified through initial interviews and persons that might have special insight into the issues. And can we get some clarification, for instance, on what community groups might get some input into this process? I belong to a community organization, Kensington Improvement Club, for instance. Might like to participate. Awesome.
Yeah, I think I will first of all suggest that he reach out to all the K groups and then ask that when he gives us a status report to let us know who he's reaching out to, and if it looks like he's missing some, we can try to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If it is available, can we just upload it to the website? for people to download it more?
I don't know. If we can, we will.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. If it is a public document.
Apparently it is now.
The issues going on in the police department, directions for the future, provide guidance to our chief of police, work with each of us individually to determine expectations going forward so that the board would have the benefit of outside police expertise in addition to relying on the existing staff and management. Is there a motion?
I move that we empower you to enter into the agreement with Crown Taylor using the guidelines as presented under for phase one as presented in the message.
Is there a second?
Second.
there a second?
A second.
I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstain? Any no's? Motion carries. So, thank you all for coming and staying through the closed session. This meeting, I move for adjournment. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned.